Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week. Rabbi Wein, before we begin, tell us about the opening of your new film here in Jerusalem.
My foundation, Destiny Foundation, has created a film on the life and times of Maimonides, of the Rambam, 69-minute film. And we're having Jerusalem premieres this week and next week at the Gesher building here in Jerusalem. The film has been premiered in a number of places already in the United States and here in Jerusalem at a gala banquet and in Tiberias for the 800th commemoration of the death of the Rambam. And I like it. I think it's a great movie. I think everybody will enjoy it. It's good from 8 to 80.
Right. I've seen it too, and I also like it. Do you remember the website if people want to check further?
Yeah, you can check on info@jewishdestiny.com.
info@jewishdestiny.com.
One word, Jewish Destiny.
Right. So let's turn to the Parsha that we're going to be studying today, or the Torah that we're going to be studying
today. Achremot, which this week is Shabbat Agadol. It's the Shabbat just before Pesach. Achremot really deals with, as the name implies, with tragedy, the death of the two sons of Aaron. But it also deals with the Jewish idea of survival and of hope, which is symbolized by the holiday of Pesach. It really tells us what to do acharemot, after the tragedy. So there are people and nations that are consumed by tragedy, and that's the end. In fact, if you look in world history, you'll see that there are practically no comebacks. Nobody ever came back. Jewish people come back. They rebuild themselves. And that was the idea of Pesach as well. That even after hundreds of years of slavery, even after the influence of Egyptian idolatry and sensuous behavior, nevertheless, the Jewish people raise themselves and become a holy people, kingdom of priests, a holy nation. They're able to do so. It's a resilience. I think one of the greatest attributes in life is to be able to bounce back, is to be able to keep going. It's not easy. It's much easier to make a sermon about it than to actually do it. Mm-hmm. And it's much easier to, theoretically to think about it. But there are now many commemorations of the 60th year after the liberation of many of the death camps of World War II, of the Shoah. If you look back at the last 60 years and see how the Jewish people picked themselves up off the mat, how we built the State of Israel, how we rebuilt Torah within the Jewish people, how we've done great things, enormous things. In fact, part of the problem is that a great deal of the world is jealous of us. And other people have suffered the, God forbid, Holocaust, etc., but that's it, right? I mean, the Armenians never came back. And the Hutu and the Tutsi and none of this, is, it's going to end, that's it. And here, this people, with its tremendous power of resilience, is able to stand up, rebuild itself, and look forward. We remember everything, but we look forward. And that's really the idea of Pesach. The idea of Pesach is optimism, forward-looking, what our children, our grandchildren, they're the ones to make the Seder for us. And as long as we have this attitude, as long as we have this ability to look forward and to pursue our goals and not to be disheartened by setbacks. Setbacks are almost inevitable in life. But just to keep on pushing, so then we fulfill our role as well. And we're therefore able to accomplish great things, to keep on accomplishing great things. We're going to celebrate the 57th anniversary of the State of Israel soon. Also, tremendous accomplishment. Look what's been built up. in the face of overwhelming odds and opposition. So, achrimot, after tragedy, so then we still stand up. We still are a nation of holiness and priests. And it's the Torah within us that gives us the strength to do that.
Rabbi Beryl Wein on the power of resiliency in Judaism. You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.